G'day, everybody, and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the podcast, it's the two-minute warning out of round six. If you haven't subscribed to the show wherever you listen to your podcast, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and most importantly of all, tell your mates. Get them tuning in as well. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, straight in. I like that. Just
straight in.
Aggressive from you.
Well, here we go, you know. I'm on the front foot. Ready to go.
We're a day late, so apologies. That's late. On me. Completely on me.
Tell us about your bonding activity.
I had a work bonding activity, and I was in
escape room, yeah.
Escape room.
Okay. That would have been fun.
Dead set, if I had to escape for my life, come in 8 days, I'm dead. Wait till I finally perish of dehydration and starvation and then collect me. Because
well, you weren't on your best form?
They're impossible. No, it's not even funny. Like, here's a cross. Now, open. And you're like, they come in and go, oh, see, this is where you miss. How am I meant to know I'm meant to tap the cross 16 times on this bit, 7 on that bit, and 8 on that bit? And like, oh, you got to do the math off the wall.
Well, there's usually a code or something.
Oh,
isn't it?
Bullshit.
That man doesn't have the patience for that.
He
wants to just run through
not
things.
Not his strong suit.
I won't say what I said in a meeting before, but apparently it was about some Dracula or someone dying and the girl was dying.
Oh, so there's a whole theme to it.
Yeah, oh, mate, it's themed.
Which you
Dracula.
Didn't catch along
no,
the way.
No, I caught the theme.
He caught the theme. So with the feedback that you gave to your worker who you were doing this with, would you say you'd be going on another escape room
Christmas
activity?
Party.
No, yeah. I'm very quick to throw people under the bus for being really shit, though. Jess Mazungu, worst on ground.
Sounds like you weren't far off.
Embers found the first clue in another room by accident. Who am I meant to do something with this? Like, that's a clue, you idiot.
Very good.
Now, I have something to table first up.
Jeez.
So I was sitting there at the table this morning.
Is this the same tabling that I've got to bring up to as well?
No, does this
it involve
a different
me?
One. Okay. It does involve you.
Okay, cool.
Oh, so maybe it does. So I was sitting there eating my Weet-Bix, cornflakes.
How many do you go?
Whatever. No, I don't do. I don't do Weet-Bix.
Just adding a bit to it.
I'm just adding a bit of colour, bit of flavour. And choked on them. Sitting there with the paper, flicked a few pages into the sport, choked on my Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Why? I was reading a column in the West Australian today. I get about 4 or 5 paragraphs in.
Yeah.
And then let me just read it out.
Verbatim.
Am not generally a fan of long-term contracts. If there was an audit of the success rate, the majority wouldn't come out in favour of the clubs. However, when it comes to Harley Reid, there is no question he should be the next $1.5 million man at West Coast. If it came with a Lance Franklin-like contract length included, I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Wow.
What happened?
Well worded, firstly.
What happened?
Well done,
Em.
No, mate, as I said, I'm staggered by what this kid's done to the eye the last couple of weeks.
I would say it goes Kane, Corns, and then Zave on
long-term
contracts in that order.
The age demo plays a part in it too, obviously. He's an 18-year-old.
So that helps.
19, he's going to come out of contract at 28, 29.
We flagged this last week.
Not 37 like some of them have.
Yeah, well, there was a question in the mailbag, which was about Errol getting the 10-year offer, and we said, is there a player that you would say is worth a 10-year deal? And that was before the week. Zave said, well, maybe Harley Reid.
I did say that.
Going on, mate? What's happening? Are you softening? What's going on? Is this the softening of Xavier Ellis?
My life's been torture the last 3 years, turning up to utter crap to watch it Optus and sacrifice my weekend to work.
One
kid's come in.
Change your outlook.
It's like the first kiss at a blue light disco. I just want more of it. Harley's done that to me, and I didn't expect it. I thought if you could average, I think I said 18 disposals for the year, and do 3 marks or 3 goals you kicked, maybe do that once every 3 weeks or something. One of them,
not all in
not
a quarter.
not three in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that was staggering. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, there's a lot of questions in the mailbag for this, but being there at. It was like an out-of-body experience for the people there. Like, it was like, what are we watching?
Well, you know Joe Rogan at the UFC, how he sits on the sideline, and whenever someone gets, like, knocked out, they can't talk. Like, no, sure! They're holding each other. Me and Ember's in the back row, just grab, like, oh, just grab each other. Yeah.
It was stunning. And there was 54,000 people there who...
Good turnout.
A lot of those were Eagles supporters. It was an Eagles home game. And they've been through a lot of shit, as Zave has mentioned before, in the last 2 years. It was like an exorcism, but for 50,000 people who had just seen so much bad footy for 2 years, and then they're seeing this. It reminded me so much of Nick Nat in his second game against Hawthorn. We talked about this yesterday.
So I reckon this was even more.
I reckon this was even more.
It was different. But now, I remember the Nick...
is better of atmosphere than Subi.
Well, the Nick Nat thing was just like, what are we... What is this? What is this skinny Fijian kid running around torturing Hawthorn in a space of 20 minutes? This was more of a polished performance.
And West Coast weren't in the absolute doldrums.
No, they hadn't come out of the complete doldrums.
Yeah,
it wasn't a completely unexpected result.
But in terms of... It was probably more the crowd is what I'm talking about. Everyone going... What is this? Yeah. Like, it was this unbelievable excitement level.
I think Campbell Brown got moved to him. There's a photo of him punching him. Brown's like, sorry, bro, I've got to punch you here. I think they said, like, we've got to go to town on him now. Yeah, he's out of control.
I like that. That was one of my favourite analogies out of the last week in the Derby lead up. You're talking about the London Derby where everyone just punched him. Daniel Chick was sent out to Ryan Crowley and said to him, I actually don't know what happened, but I've just been sent out here to bash you.
Yeah. you were at the lunch on Friday.
I was at the lunch on Friday.
Which I hosted with Andrew Dillon.
Just a grilling of Dillon. Dillon was like served up for lunch after being grilled. No, he's pretty. He didn't buy into a lot, but he does it endearingly, Andrew Dillon.
Yeah,
like he skirts around. He doesn't give you too many answers, but he does it in a way that you're not worried.
What audience are you appealing to? Speaking to the CEO
at that lunch.
What age demo would you be?
It's the lunch demo, so I would say
business sort of
mainly
lunch.
40 plus, sort of between 40 and 50.
For me, I get hearing from the CEO, but I just have little care. When the CEO was in the box next door to us yesterday, on the weekend, I was like, oh, please don't come in here.
Yeah.
I don't want to have 15 minutes of serious chat.
It's very straight baddish, isn't it?
It's straight baddish.
We tried to have a bit of fun with him. There was one interesting thing that he...
I heard you did a great job too, by the way.
Thank you very much. That's rare coming from Big
Fowler. I just stole the words out of Nick's mouth from 3 minutes ago.
We've had some positive feedback. I did sort of a speed round thing with him at some point, and there was lots of stuff we covered, but one of the questions I asked was, is it harder to win a flag outside Victoria? And he said, yes.
Yeah, he said it was.
Well, did you see Craig McRae?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should get going because...
We should get going.
Yeah, we've got a big question. Yeah, we've got all sorts of stuff today. So let's jump in. We could go forever.
You go, Zave. I think you're top of the ladder.
I've got Geelong Cats. I did miss out.
Geelong at top of the ladder.
I need a swiper. Nick, by the way, I forgot to mention that.
I told you there's been a crackdown. I'm taking a few more hurdles than I expected.
Yeah, I need a swiper, so don't forget that. Okay. Geelong Football Club.
You know what we're doing? We're setting this place up as an escape room. Yeah. So now you come in, you've got to find your way
out. There's a clue at the front
desk. You'll find me dead in 8 days looking for a swiper. Geelong Footy Club. The writing is on the wall from two years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It is tracking the same way where they went on that ginormous win streak.
It's crazy.
And it wasn't until they got to, did they get to 17, 18, 19 or something? Like
wins?
Yeah, it
was absurd. Mm.
When are we going to look at it and go, these guys should be $2 favourites for the flag? And last year was
It's coming close.
Are they nearly there?
Well, last week I said they need to beat someone good. I said, if they go to the Gabba and beat Brisbane, we're on. Okay, we're on.
Yeah.
So it's official now. They're a very good side.
In the
wet
too, that didn't play up to Hawkins and Cameron.
Yeah, and Tom Stewart played half a game.
Yeah.
Cameron's probably the closest. They don't get the coverage because they don't have, like, the guy who's, like, doing it every week in the prime of his career, unreal. Yeah. It's like Jeremy Cameron's like, you're playing at an outrageously high level. We've seen this before. Boring.
Yeah, tick that box. Yeah. It's almost like the Toby Green. Yeah. 25-4. Toby was good.
Even Geelong is still slightly off Broadway.
It is off Broadway.
Grind Myers again.
Yeah, Grind Myers.
He's been so good.
Go to the same stats again. Sorry, I had it up before. Like Max Holmes and those sort of guys that they were so big on.
Tanner Broome.
And you're like, oh, geez, I'm not sure. Like
they're all just like playing well. I couldn't pick two people in that side who aren't playing well.
That was what I was going to ask. Who's their best five, and then who's their shittest five?
Yeah.
Like it's
the
hard.
Shittest five is the one that you can usually tell which teams are going to be excellent.
So down the bottom of the stats, just picking the stats quickly. You've got the Henry boys, Hawkins, Kolarjasny, and Clark, who obviously limited time. But they're not going anywhere.
No, Clark's your guy you're bringing along. You're just bringing him along.
But the Henry boys can be in your best five on a good day.
It might be,
eight touches each.
Our worst guy is a top 10 draft pick who's still finding his way after 10 games. You know?
They look very, very good.
Top seven disposal getters, all Brisbane.
Mm. Really? Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Sydney, we'll go to Sydney. Back to business as usual. Isaac Heaney, superb again.
He'd have to be on 15 Brownlow votes.
Minimum 12, 13. Yeah. Minimum. That's if they've made mistakes.
Yeah.
Best player in the league this year. Right?
He has been. Yeah, he has been.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
200 games for Brodie Grundy. So I just did a little quick study. Last 15 years, where does he rank amongst the best ruckmen we've seen?
So now, where does Coxie fall in?
Well, I'll give you the names. So Cox and Gawn, six-time All-Australians. They're clearly a level above everybody else. Yeah. Then you've got guys like Aaron Sandilands, four-time All-Australian. Nick Natanui, three-time All-Australian. And then I went through the All-Australian teams clearly here. And he's had two, Grundy. The other guys who have at least one, Tim English, Todd Goldstein, Paddy Ryder, Will Minson, and Mark Jamar. So he's clearly ahead of
Mark Jamar.
He's clearly ahead of Jamar and Minson, obviously. Where does he sit? I suppose the Ryder Goldie English class.
I think he's going to be alongside Tim Minson. English.
You think he'll be alongside it? Because English has one, but you'd assume he's going to get another couple.
But also, they are. If English has a game of footy that he has 25 touches, you're like, gee, that's outrageous.
Yeah, you you're not. Which was
when Grundy was prime time. That was the stuff he was doing.
Okay, so I suppose the question is, if he's below Cox and Gawn and we lock that in, and he's above Jamar Minson, I'd say he's probably above Goldie and
Minson,
Ryder.
In my head, I can hear Rodney Eat every time you say Minson.
Is he ahead of Nick Nat and Sandilands?
No.
No?
No.
Zave?
I don't think so.
Rank the three.
Go again.
Sandilands, Natanui,
so you've
Grundy.
Done Daylight.
Yeah, Cox and Gawn.
I think Grundy won.
Of those three,
I think.
You think so?
Okay.
Yeah. But I was in Melbourne when he was
superstar.
Well, I was playing when he was budding as a star.
Yeah. I think with the other two, they went pretty much, apart from maybe the first couple of years of their careers, they went the whole rest of their career with the opposition having to consider them in the lead-up, where I don't think you need to do that as much with Grundy. Currently.
I reckon,
not currently.
His his peak might have been...
Natanui's a bit of a hard one because...
Natanui's peak was very, very good.
But that's like a Cyril peak.
Yeah, it's not a, you can't measure the stats against each other. It's just like...
Sandy probably gets the points for consistency.
I think he does.
I would have thought. Yeah, interesting.
AFL rove to him for a few years there.
Yeah.
Good start by me.
Good start.
GWS. Okay, you have to win a game this weekend. You get to pick three key forwards. Who are you picking? On form?
This weekend.
This weekend.
Three.
Assuming one of them
Jake Waterman.
About gets off the tribunal.
Jake Waterman's
Jake
clear
Waterman's
number one.
Probably.
Waterman.
All jokes aside, he's in form.
But he's second on the third on the
I'd column. Still pick Curnow because I just want the possibility of...
Well, Curnow's in naturally anyway.
Yeah, Curnow's pick one. Daylight pick
he's
one.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
Larky's not in
Nah, Larky's, but not through his own doing.
No.
Through just being pox.
I'm assuming here that you're saying that Jesse Hogan.
Hogan's in.
I think Hogan's
so
in
Curnow,
now.
Hogan and Waterman.
What's the Coleman
doing?
Well,
I said Curnow. What's the what?
Like what are they kicked?
Hogan's in front.
Hogan's leading the Coleman. Yeah. What's he? 21.
Harry
I think.
Harry
McKay's
been pretty good. You know?
Well, I've got sort of Curnow, Cameron, Hogan. I think it's a mixture of form and what you know. Their top level
give me Cameron. Give me Cameron.
I think those are the three. But I'm just surprised. This is not, if you told us 2 years ago, Jesse Hogan would be in that conversation.
What was the trade?
I just thought he'd be fine.
Pick a million.
GWS did a video clip for it. And they had picked 74 at the bar
I'm not sure I liked that because if you remember back to when Hogan left here, it was like end of the road stuff.
Mm.
You know, like, no.
Muzzle Daniels.
This is not that. I think it's great that it's worked out for Hogs. I think it's excellent.
We can't have this bloke around.
No, it was literally a get out of town. This is being a dog's breakfast.
Yeah.
And maybe have a crack over there where no one knows who you are.
You cannot pot the social media team for it's pick 70-odd, we're at the bar or whatever it was. I can't exactly remember. Outstanding, loved it. Jesse
Hogan.
Because
we know the GWS social account is always, everyone says it's the best thing in the world until they pick on your team.
Yeah.
And we know the Rhinos in the tent.
I know.
Yeah, it's just
can't pick on Freo.
Did you see the one they did yesterday with West Coast where there was West Coast are challenging Jake Waterman? And they did the Family Guy.
Yeah, first time.
First time. Oh, no. Not us. as Toby Green walks off.
Tom Barris, it was. They were challenging you.
Carlton Football Club. Nick, you need to apologise.
Okay. Carlton, yes, good.
Yeah.
But Carlton, I think Carlton's clear advantage over the other two is they have two of the best key forwards in the game. And that was almost the bailiff.
Jesse Hogan. You just said Jesse Hogan was one.
Yes, he's one of them. But it just seems like they are they're even with the other team, and then Kurnow and Mackay will get him out. Like, yeah. We'll just take him to another level. And that's what happened on the weekend. It was even. Then they went bang.
Got quite a few injuries, Carlton, at the moment.
Stars.
It's not about their stars. Isn't it? The other guys. There's Chera's missing.
I mean, like top 15. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think their midfield and stuff, like this, Walsh is probably one above. Well, a lot Sam of Walsh, par with the other sides. So they have the key forwards the advantage.
Sam Walsh, we can't mention, and it's a bit like Butters and Rosie. Sam Walsh, every time we all settle, put the sword down and say, no, Rosie's the better by
Sam
far.
Sam Walsh comes back.
Sam Walsh has two amazing games, and we go, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Well, they're better games than Rosie's played in the last month. Like,
it's still a great draft.
It's an outstanding draft.
It's one of the best three drafts.
So what was score involvement
for
Walsh?
Frio traded out of to get Jesse Hogan. You did he?
Oh, you got the bit of Frio blokes in here today.
Jeez.
So Sam Walsh, do you put Sam Walsh in cat one?
Nah, not yet.
He's cat one for me.
I want to see his body hold up for a whole season. Just give me a whole season.
Well, just when he's out. Every time he's out there, he's in the top.
Absolutely. When he's out there.
Yeah, so cat one with like Clayton Oliver fit, Petrarca.
If we're saying everyone's fit, then yes.
He's in, yeah.
If everybody's fit.
Cat one, he's in.
Yeah, if everyone's fit.
Okay. And the Blues premiership, are we thinking, are we confident?
It's possible.
It's possible.
They're the possibles.
Who are the probables?
The Giants and the Cats.
Right. Giants still in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even after last week, Carlton, give it to them.
It's one game. Everyone, I think on the road, this morning, how quickly we overreact to one game. It's like we just go, oh, no, you got to write them off.
He's setting the table for the Freo discussion.
100%. It's one game. They sat down at the club last night.
You guys can get
Brett
stuck.
Daniels injured. Darcy Jones is going to come in and have 30 and kick three. So.
Is he going to come in?
Well, he should do, right? Okay. I think Darcy Jones? Well, yeah, Brent Daniels is injured. The table is
What's
set
Daniels
for Darcy
done?
Jones.
He is Australian type player.
He's around the mix.
He'd be one of those ones you're like, and then, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
This narrative you've created that I'm a Fremantle person is ridiculous.
He was having
Someone told me. That you've had, and Nick,
at the lunch, it was sort of, oh, Pikey, how you going? Oh, Garlo, it's a lovely jacket, you know, how you going?
He didn't call him Garlo.
I think he did, actually.
Oh, leave me out of
Pikey
it all.
Pikey and Garlo. I would have called him Don and Simon. I would have gone, you can't go too form, it's a lunch.
Is he a Donald?
Probably.
Donald Pike?
Donald Pike, yeah, I would assume so.
There you go.
Anyway.
Donnie.
Jesus, you too. Port Adelaide. So just a quick note on this, because it's not what I want to talk about, but their losses have come against Melbourne and Collingwood. Yeah. Two good teams.
Did you hear the nickname for Ken? It's like bottom 10 Ken. He only beats the bottom 10.
Well, funny you say that, because the teams they've beaten, other than Essendon, who, oh my goodness, West Coast, Richmond, Essendon and Freo are their four wins, and they almost lost to Freo. So Melbourne and Collingwood, I'm yet to see anything super convincing.
Nah, you're big on this, aren't you, with Port?
Yeah, I think they're really good against the really crappy teams or the medium teams. When they come up against the big games, I don't necessarily think they've stood up too well.
I saw a show last night on Fox, and I wish you could credit it, because they were giving numbers. And it was something along the lines, and I didn't have a pen and paper either, but it was Ken's history v. top 8 v. bottom 8/10.
Right, wasn't good.
It was something like 35-80. That ratio.
Yeah.
I should have written the numbers down, because they did a deep dive into it.
There's something in that. You want to beat the bad teams and the medium teams, because that's how you stack up and play finals. But the big moments, you've got to do it. The one I want to talk about, who I've fallen in love with, is Jace Burgoyne. He's got the silk in him.
Does he remind you of Pete?
Bits of Pete and bits of Sean.
Reminds me more of Dad Pete.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But there's just some silkiness to it. I really like the way he moves. I think if they're going to be going up a level, we talked about how they need to find more top enders.
Yeah.
I think in a couple of years he could be a top ender.
Well, it's in the genes, those two. Yep. Like Peter Burgoyne was so good.
Yeah, he was excellent. Underrated, Peter Burgoyne. He gets lost because Sean sort of was the bigger name in the end.
Well, in the end, but not at the time.
Not at the time.
Sean, you forget how young he was in those finals or whatever. Like he started forward. Remember the fight with Lynch and Shawnee Burgoyne's in the forward pocket.
There was a period
his
when
silk's
I,
in the forward pocket.
There was a period when I was back then where I thought Sean Burgoyne was going to be the best player in the AFL. I was like, because of the way he started.
Well,
he was
so
when he was in the early Port days, I was like, this guy, he could be anything.
How many Australians for silk?
I reckon he got two or three.
Zero.
Zero.
None.
And best and fairest?
Zero?
Zero.
That's amazing.
So it's all about big moments.
Probably the best player to not win one of those two things.
Four.
Yeah, because he wasn't there in 08.
But all his just the moments that he grabbed.
Melbourne, bullet.
Oh.
Go on the bullet. Team on a bye. I always struggle for Melbourne stuff too. Feels like the same conversation every week.
That's true.
Essendon Football Club again. I just circle back and say I'm sorry.
Same. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
So we all just say on the count of three. One, two, three. Sorry. We got it completely wrong.
Yep. They're going to win the flag.
Well, I'm not going.
Should we
there.
Go the other way?
Probably.
Yeah, because we want them to fall over, don't we?
String and Norm Smith.
I can't see how from here they could screw it up. They are set up to dominate the rest of the season.
They could screw it up. Don't worry about that.
They beat bad teams. They beat every team.
You know what it is? It's Matt Rosa. Yeah. He's come in and just gone, I'll sort this team out. But
Matt Rosa,
I was holding the ball.
Is he still Matt Rosa in control yet, or is the old bloke still just lingering around consulting?
He doesn't even have a desk yet. Last time I saw him, they were doing, this is funny, they posted a photo on their social media, a call out to all members, and every 24-hour call out to members.
Yes.
And I took a photo of a few staff there doing the calls, and in the background, there's Matty Rosa on the Dog and Bone calling the members. I was like, oh, big move, mate. Oh, wow. Anzac Day, do we give him a chance?
Yeah, we do.
We give him a chance.
We give him a chance, absolutely.
We give him a red hot chance, actually.
They're all of a sudden Caldwell, Hobbs, those guys are playing well.
Durham, our man.
Durham, our man, yeah.
We are big Durham guys.
We do like Durham.
So if they roll through Collingwood, then they go into West Coast.
Well, that's not a sure thing anymore.
No, it's not, but you're young favourites into that. Yeah,
you should.
Over here, though.
Giants are at home.
Yep.
And then North Melbourne, Richmond. That is three you'd think they'd lock.
Jeez.
Internally, they'd lock.
Jeez.
Mate, the Bombers are roaring to life.
It's because of our preseason discussions about Essendon, where we did write them off, especially me.
Yeah.
Anytime they win, I get inundated. And anytime they lose, but I also get inundated. Bombers fans are quite, they're emotional, but they're at least aware when their team sucks. After the Port game, they all were hitting me up too, going, yeah, no, you're right. And then the week after, like, oh, you get stuffed right
out. Oh, yeah, I just get good one, fatty.
Oh, God, that's harsh.
I know.
That's harsh. No need to attack.
So you don't speak a stringer like that.
No, exactly.
How good's he?
You're not in a contract year, though, are you?
Contract, we need to do an audit. You need to do a piece on contract years.
Oh, and contract he's the poster.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of, someone hit us up, hit up the Hardball Gets AFL Twitter account. X. Do we still call it X? Twitter.
We call it Twitter.
Do you know what I do panic?
You blocked him. This guy's like, you've blocked someone. How many do you block?
Me?
Yeah.
Who? No, I've blocked anyone.
No, you blocked this guy. He says he's got the screenshot. CJ Bruno 3.
I don't think I've ever blocked anybody.
CJ Bruno.
Bruno has blocked me.
Oh.
What? Right there, mate.
Give me a look. CJ what?
CJ Bruno 3.
CJ Bruno.
I wish you could find a history, though, of what CJ Bruno 3 said.
I don't reckon I've ever blocked. Why can't I find
him? Because you blocked him.
Because you blocked him, mate.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
No.
Are you sure it's
not? I'm not a blocker.
C Daddy? Is that him?
Yeah, C Daddy.
It does say blocked.
Yeah. What's this bloke done to you?
What's he done?
I don't reckon I've blocked him, though. That must be an accident or something.
CJ, I need.
I've unblocked him.
I need him to tell me what's going on.
You're back, C Daddy, and we want to see the receipts.
I reckon that's happened like without me doing it. I've never blocked anyone. Honestly, I'll mute people all the time.
Yeah,
I'm into that all the time. I'm sorry, C Daddy.
Okay,
there we go. Anyway,
you're unblocked. Who's up? Consider yourself unblocked.
Who's that? Was that Essendon?
Essendon.
Oh, you got Rhino.
Oh, I'm just get gutted.
Just really?
I'm adamant that I don't block. Okay, Western Bulldogs. We'll go into them.
If anyone has been blocked by Rhino, please send them in.
Send them in, because I don't even know.
Yeah.
Someone's got my Twitter account. The Western Bulldogs, geez, maybe Bevo is a genius.
Well, it's I was gently saying that this might be an okay thing last week.
Bailey Dale.
Yep.
39 and 15 marks.
Yes.
Jack McRae, 30-6. Unbelievable. We're yet to see Caleb Daniel, but I reckon he's coming in and he'll get 30.
Young Sanders copped the rocket.
He did, yes.
Cracked the sads and then got made sub, and that might fire him up.
Maybe there's something in
it. Maybe he knows what
he's doing.
If you were to pick this week Frio Bulldogs, who are you picking?
Very hard. If it's in Melbourne, I'm picking the Dogs. If it's here, I'm picking Frio. It's a line ball. I don't know which team of each is going to show up.
Yeah, good point.
Bulldogs,
two of the hardest teams to read in the comp.
Bulldogs forward line is stacked, but Hugo Hagen may not play. He wasn't at training yesterday.
Well, he was out last week. I think it's
personal reasons. So whether or not he's there. We'd hope he'd be back. I want to give a shout out to your man, Adam Treloar.
Yes.
Fourth in the AFL for disposals at 31.5 a game. So total disposals, he's fourth.
Yeah.
Can you guess the three players above him?
I can go with Flanders.
Nope.
He's in the top five, so he must be fifth.
Sam Flanders.
Yeah. Martin.
No, he's next, actually. He's fifth.
Fifth, mate. Adam Flanders must be sixth.
Yeah, who's
that? Is Dacos in there?
He's not. No, he's had a pretty slow start.
Let's go. Sheasel.
Sheasel's number one. Sheasel's one.
What number's Treloar?
Four.
Okay, so I've got two more.
Yep.
That's Sarong.
Yes, he's two. And then there and then is
another halfbacker, I would say.
It is
say.
A halfbacker, yes, correct.
A halfbacker who runs around.
A non-Victorian
taking
team.
The mickey and a non-Victorian side. Lockie Whitfield.
Yeah, it's Lockie Whitfield. Very good start.
Lockie Whitfield had that many.
Yeah. Adam Treloar, very good.
Do I deserve a bit more than well done?
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah.
So I was only looking at him yesterday. I said, trying to remember who they were.
I know why, because he takes the most disposals and all these things.
Okay, we're on to Fremantle. So what do you do selection-wise? Is it statement after that? Because that was they just didn't play.
They're going to have to make multiple changes. So
Chapman's
ready.
I was going through the list. I was like, that's a lot of blokes you could drop. Yep. So I was like, Hughes.
Hughes is always the first one people
circle. Hughes is the first. Well, Chapman's a natural replacement then.
He is. And I said to Barrett, because Barrett brought this up yesterday, and I said, yeah, but Hughes is one of those blokes, and I'm never sure if he's actually had a good game or not.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the guys that the coach will say, that's your role. Just do that. Don't worry about anything else. I don't know. Maybe he did his role. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
the one bloke people doing it.
Was he on Jamie Cripps, who only got four touches? I don't know.
Cripps was good on the weekend.
Was he?
Yeah. Okay. So Walters is an interesting discussion. Like, he's just had a bad few weeks. Bad few weeks.
Really, really quiet.
So who's having a good alternative? Brady Hoff's taking scalps, though.
He is.
So you're a little bit unlucky when he goes there.
And even then, you get to Erasmus, Banfield, Emmett. Johnson,
you could drop all of them.
Banfield's had a couple of bad moments the last couple of weeks. He missed three
gettables. After a couple of good games to start, like important roles, and he's not.
I don't want to say it. I think Omira's in trouble.
I think he's
in trouble, which is, I'm a fan.
Same,
and he's a good bloke.
Great fella.
Look, their forward line stinks, mate. Their highest score in first quarters, their highest score this year would be what, you reckon?
Two goals.
14 points is their highest score.
Yeah.
Like, you can't keep starting. You've won one quarter out of six first quarters.
They'll need to bring Frederick in, and they'll need to bring Switkowski.
But it's not goals.
Well,
that's pressure,
Frederick can be
still
goals.
Need the pressure, though.
How many goals is Frederick kick?
You're not going to start kicking. You're not going to start kicking 18 goals a game with
the
personnel they have. You're just not.
Cooper Simpson comes into consideration?
Maybe. Really good game in the waffle, actually.
Yeah.
He was close last week, but he had COVID the week before. Mm. Yeah, good numbers.
Did I go a week early on the apology?
To Freo? Maybe.
Yes.
Did I go a week early?
Give it time.
Maybe. That was a real punch in the face for them.
Yeah.
A real punch in the face. Because they came back 2 weeks after games they should have won mentally. I wrote this on Saturday. It's like one of the two things is going to happen here. It's going to shake them.
Yeah.
And they're going to struggle to overcome it. Mm. Or they're going to punch West Coast in the face. And it was the other way around.
But you know, it's funnily enough, I discovered if I was watching that at home, I would have been so angry. But I was at the footy with my mates. I was just having a good time, and it didn't really affect me at all. I just like to be out of the house.
Free our favourites.
Just wanted to be out of the house.
I just like being out of the house.
That's so true. Great. When you go to the Scarborough Sporty,
dog going for a walk.
Yeah. When you get to the Sporty, all your worries is park them at the door.
Yeah.
I don't care what. I could be in a bar shooting, and I wouldn't flinch.
That's
I'm just happy
true.
To be there
yeah,
with
I'm
my
just
mates.
Glad. Yeah, that's we're true. Talking shit. Obviously, we would get good back and forth with the West Coast supporters standing around us. It was a great time.
What happened to the person at the bar who shot? Didn't see it. I don't know. I've just been talking to my mates having a beer. I just enjoyed myself.
All your troubles do all melt away, especially when it's like a pint off the wood glass.
Yeah. Not a pint for me.
No pints. No.
Schooners only.
You can't do the pints.
Can't drink them. Really? Can't drink them. Don't drink them. Refuse to
too
drink
much.
Them.
Really?
Yep. And I get a bit wild, so I just everyone has their pints, and I just stick to my little schoonies.
They're gonna go to the mid strengths. If someone starts to get me on the full strengths, like I really three or four, who knows where this is gonna go?
Oh no, you're a loose unit, Nick.
Huffs.
Or the
no alcohol beers. I'd do like a good one of those. If it's a good one.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah, man, not for me.
I'd rather stick the bottle in me clacker unopened.
Yeah, they're like, most of them are quite nice. Anyway, Collingwood.
Well, you do that anyway.
Collingwood Football Club.
But he goes to the pints, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Collingwood Football Club, again, a bit like we spoke about Brisbane 2 weeks ago. A Collingwood back. They made light work of Port Adelaide.
I don't think they're
Nick Dacos went back to the midfield and got going.
Big second half.
First half was unsighted.
Mm, Degoe very good again.
Degoe is outstanding.
Yeah, he's hit form. Look, I think we can safely say that they'll play finals and they'll be amongst it. I need them to put a few games together to say they're back. Tomorrow's a big Thursday.
Thursday's a big day.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thursday. There must be something. It seems like you can hardly breathe and then there's more football at the moment.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is good, but I imagine. Yeah, some of the breaks would be all over the shop, right?
Five days, 6 days. The fixtures are a shit show.
But they had 38 scoring shots on the weekend to 21.
Wow.
Like, it could have been a double pumping.
Yeah, and they were looking flat too.
It was a 30...
6 or 7 goal lead.
Yeah, 38 points or something. Yeah, it was a good early lead. And Ken was sitting there and they were all cock-a-hoot and then not so cock-a-hoot.
Did you just do a vibe? Was Collingwood a vibe question?
No, I was Collingwood. All right. Are they back sort of stuff?
Okay.
How are you feeling about them?
Are they at risk? I know you said they can beat Collingwood, but now we're on Collingwood, I don't think Essendon can get near them.
No. Well, yeah, but I've thought that about Essendon every game. Yeah, no, and I don't think they can get rid of
them. Durham go to Degoey?
With Durham not really going to anyone. He's just playing good footy.
Well, I messaged Selby about Degoey, and he said, what about Durham going to him?
Yep.
Selby knows these things. He watches it very closely.
It's all over it.
Selb?
Yeah.
He was as pissed as I was Friday.
No, this was... it comes to tags, you got to worry about the tags.
Yeah, no. Durham's just going, playing good football. Like, yeah. He's just playing good football. He's the one that they want to keep big time.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
No, we like him. Let's go to the Gold Coast Suns. Tick for Flanders off halfback. He's playing the role really, really well. I think that's what they thought they were getting with a Sexton or a Butterick or whatever.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, like, because they're clearly inconsistent, right? And go to the SCG.
But you weren't so shocked that Flanders is doing that.
No, not at all.
He was doing it in the midfield. Yeah,
exactly. It's nice to see him fit into that role. Yeah, got pumped by the Swans. They were sort of half in it for a little bit.
They've lost three of their last four, and the one that they won was by a goal, I reckon, Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're then not he changed. Well. He obviously changed tack halfway through. He was like, oh, let's bring all these good kids in.
Well, this is what I want to bring up, because they do have a lot of kids in that team. Like, I just went through the list. There's still some good players in there, but their experienced players are only like 4 or 5 years in. So you got Euland, you got Reed.
Four straight out of the draft.
Yeah, well, you Euland, Reed, Rogers, Humphreys, Graham.
Humphreys hasn't done a great deal.
Walters. Yeah. Jed Walter, Closey, MacAndrew. Like, they had 800 games less experience than the Swans on the weekend. They are a very young team.
Did you think they were a chance of winning?
Going in, not at the SCG.
They're nowhere near that, are they? Not at
the SCG. They've done a couple of shocks at the SCG over the journey, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Were you at a game that they did a shock? For some reason, I thought you were at the SCG when they did a...
I was there.
You were there.
I beat the Swans, yeah.
You were on the
bizarre.
Side.
Why do I remember that?
I took the kids and they were...
It was a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they punched him. So I think we're trending towards Gold Coast potentially being a bottom four side again. I think that's possible.
I locked them unders.
Did you?
Locked them unders. Mm. Remember, I just flipped. I said, I'm sick of it. They haven't won 10 games. Yeah. Why do we all think they're going to do anything now?
I just think they're going to... I mean, what happens this week? I mean, they're playing West Coast. It's on the Gold Coast. So you'd assume.
They're not fast in the midfield. And one thing we learned from West Coast last 2 weeks, you need to be fast in that midfield. Reed, Kelly, Yo, V, Tuk Tuk. Rowell,
Anderson.
I could run quicker than a couple.
Yeah, they're not quick.
Not really if you see me around the lake.
Because you've got to be watching the NBA at the same time when you're screaming in front of you.
Did you see DiVincenzo's game winner?
No, I was at...
No, I've done. Oh, no.
Normally you say
it's all good. I'm watching the other game, the Lakers.
Yeah, the next one. So
yeah, it's not for sure without League Pass, so I have to wait to see what's on KO.
I'm a League Pass man. Normally I'm like
a League Pass.
But it doesn't let you do it at the same time, does it? Yeah. But you're watching on replay. Brisbane, vibe check. What percentage confidence are you that they will play finals?
Well, I said in a group chat, 0% chance of winning the flag, and you don't understand probability. I was like, I'm obviously being a bit cheeky, but that's 0% chance of winning a flag. Zero, naught, none.
Sorry, didn't realise this was a calculus class.
Cannot, will not.
Josh, can you save this clip? Just in case.
Might not.
Finals, I would still believe.
Finals, I think they're going to make.
But they've lost three games at the Gabba already. They didn't lose one all year last year. The home advantage is really taking a hit.
They were just not in that game against the Cats.
No, it was really flat.
Yeah.
And it was such a... Well, I watched the catch-up because we obviously had the derby. It just didn't seem like a very fun, interesting game.
No, it was rain.
Very slow and scrappy.
I was going to record it and go and watch it, but when you saw the weather that was floating around Brisbane, it's just a waste of time. Brisbane throw them up a bit, don't they, where you look forward to Brisbane v Collingwood or Brisbane and you're like, it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
And then it's just absolutely pissing
down. Gold Coast is the same. Yeah.
With Gold Coast, I don't get ramped up for it.
Slippery and gross.
Don't get ramped up. You don't get ramped up for Gold Coast Eagles?
You'll watch that. It's on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Will I?
Yeah, they're just not finding the spark.
I still just don't think there's a... There's a dual Brownlow medalist there, but who's their superstar?
This was the... Not the A-grader conversation, but what was the conversation we were having where we were like, none of them are must-watch? They don't have a must-watch player.
Mm. Well, they're
not dragging them through the gates.
Yeah. Like Charlie back in the day,
Yep. He didn't hardly touch the footy, eh?
He's had a tough year.
Yeah, it's a good one. Good. He's probably, lucky they got him off.
Right now, he's probably better of taking the week off and freshened up. Probably a week off.
If you'd known that was going to happen.
Get in the bin, St Kilda Football Club. Get in the bin. You two nuffies. Love
yeah,
Saints.
Were...
Oh, no, hold on. I'm not in on him. No, you're in on him.
I liked him.
He
I
loves
him.
He's been frothing them all year.
Just for the theatre of it all. Get in the bin, both of
that
you.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, they
was
no absolutely good. Stunk it up. And more and more, I know Windhager started to go, like he's now doing a lot of inside mid stuff. Brad Crouch is obviously dropped and then injured.
Yep.
Jack Steele is a little bit like, and I don't want to be critical because he's a very, 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 very good footballer. But like we just spoke
you know
about Brisbane. You know what he's going to do. Is he a superstar of the competition? Not really. Sinclair can't. He's unsighted. Jack Sinclair. I know he had a disrupted preseason.
What's going on there?
Was that it? We did seven inside 50s, seven centre bounces on the weekend. Is he either doing 25?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is he either doing zero?
Mm. Yeah, he's a mishmash at the moment.
Because at the moment he doesn't know whether he's Arthur or Martha.
Yeah.
But then when he is Martha in the back line, you've got Hilly getting down there, who's playing good football, ticked that in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Wanganeen and Miller are down there. Mm. Bonner down there.
Yep.
Then who's getting the football?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to rally it.
Can I just make it plead? I'm going to plead to the AFL. I should have said this to Andrew Dillon last week. No more St Kilda on a Thursday or a Friday. No more. They're the Saturday morning or the Sunday morning shift. They are boring to watch, other than Wanganeen. I mean, I know Nick gets excited about it. But
guess when they play.
Don't tell me they play on Friday night or something.
Friday night. Friday night footy.
Oh, Port Adelaide, St Kilda.
Oh, piss off. Honestly, like, do us a favour. Are their games ever fun to watch? Ever?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, not really.
Actually, wonder who sits there and goes, Friday night footy, and St Kilda supporters going to audit us and say, shut up, you guys. You're so wrong. We don't ever get those games. Round 14,
feels
they're back.
Feels like they get a lot.
Round 14, they're back on a Friday night, just from quickly looking, and that could be about. Hopefully that
okay,
just wraps
good.
It up.
Yeah, I would hope that in the back half with the new fixture, they don't put any.
Forward line.
Oh, when's that? What round does that kick in? 14 or so?
I think 15? So, yeah. 13 or 14 is the last round. Yeah. After the byes.
There's absolutely not much happening. There isn't.
We had two bullets, so we would have used it.
No, nah, well, they're dumb with
that
Saints.
Was St Kilda.
I just wound them up.
Good. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay.
West Coast football 14th on the ladder all of a sudden.
The West Coast Eagles. Now, we kind of touched on this in the introduction. So Harley Reid is, as of yesterday, eligible for an extension. Not just 1 year, can be as many years. There was a bit of miscommunication or misinformation out
Who
there.
Who went with that first?
It was a while back. There was some articles written, I think, and there was some confusion about...
Name them, Daniels.
No, I don't remember. Okay. I just remember that it became a thing that everyone thought it was
He told me off air it was probably Tom Morris, he said.
I did not say that.
I didn't say that.
You are a dick. So he's now eligible
for... Sticking his toe in over the border again. Piss off, mate.
I'm going to come from Harley's side here. So obviously West Coast, blank check, blank contract. Please stay 20 years.
I thought as Nick read at the start, $15 million for 10 years. I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
And 300 jacks.
The 20 million...
That's not going to be enough.
The 20 million is floated.
It would... The reason it's not going to be enough is because the CBA and the cap is rising so much so that if he signed a 10-year deal, it'd be negligent by his manager.
Yeah, of course. So technically next year he's not going to be worth $1.5 million either.
No, of course
so
not.
Sign a deal on percentage of the salary cap.
Yes,
whatever
that's
it is,
what,
I'll
well,
take
that's,
this.
15%. That's what will happen.
35%.
So it won't even be a number. It'll be a percentage.
Harley will
cap.
Wonder why he's got no good teammates around
him.
I signed 50%. What's happening?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. So if you're Harley, the obvious thing to do is either sign a couple of years and just a little buffer, nice little paycheck.
What, 7 years gets you to free agency? Sign up to free agency.
So he needs to get to 8 years total. So
eight years total.
Okay. Unrestricted, if you want to be an unrestricted free agent.
Sign it for the restricted, boost up your price.
Whatever. However it works, that's when you want to take it to maximum.
But that'd have to be a 4-year
extension. But I
reckon
the best thing for him to do would be maybe a 2-year thing.
Why?
Just because your value is going to just keep going up.
Well, I don't know if it is.
Well,
it
I don't know if you're
right now
be...
his value is as high as anyone's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, there's no one higher, so I don't think it will go up.
I think it will.
You think it will?
I don't think so. His ceiling now... is as big as we've ever seen.
Isn't he the most he's ever going to be worth is right now?
Yeah, because there's no
right
way to
now,
stuff
someone,
it up.
Right now, someone would today. Put on the table a 10-year, $20 million contract.
Yeah.
Right now, today, there's no ceiling higher.
So if West Coast did that...
If he has a real shit game on the
West
weekend...
If West Coast did 20 mil 10 years, I'd sign it if I was him. Stuff the free agency.
Yeah, you just sign it.
You're banking $2 million a year for the next 10 years.
And then watch me in year four when he's been injured for three. These long-term contracts are full.
Yeah. Well, even if you wanted to get out of it later, there's ways to do it. You just sign it, take the cash, and then...
And people interstate... I had a mate text me the back page of the papers today. Harley Mania. Is it that today?
Oh, that's one of the inside guys.
And he's just like, this is actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it's crossed over now.
It's staggering. Do you know when it crossed over when Gallup did the fake back page?
Yeah.
That was the first crossover.
Because anyone who knows Jacob knows that he's absolutely doing it now with tongue in cheek.
Yes.
Right? Like, none of this is, he's not seriously doing this.
No.
It's a running gag.
How disappointed.
The problem is he's lived up to everything.
Well, that's what I said to Simo last night. I said it must be very hard to keep the lid on this.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, it is. Like, it's. Yeah.
How
it's
disappointed
impossible.
Do you think the media outlets were that Harley didn't get the medal as well?
Oh, yeah, that's what
Big
I – Mitchell
Big
Woodcock,
time. Time.
Who listens to this, mate, you just have to commit. Give him the three. Give him the two.
Just go
don't
easy on me.
Don't worry about the stats.
It's a tough game.
Did you see the Coach Association votes, though?
Yeah, he got five.
Yeah, Harley didn't get the top.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Coaches
mate.
Coaches don't understand narrative.
Coaches
don't understand narrative.
Everybody just had to give him the three. I love the clip to David Mundy.
I was stunned by David Mundy giving him one. I love David Mundy. He's a great guy. What were you thinking, Dave?
Yeah, but the coaches would have only given him one.
It's not a coach's vote. This is not the coach's vote.
I know.
Based on the role playing. He took over the stadium.
That was crazy.
I thought if there was a roof, it would have blown off.
Even Elliot Yeo getting the three votes got booed.
Yeah.
He did. When they read out Ember's votes, because he gave it three.
As I said on it, you got to cheer.
The crowd
cheer.
Went mad. Yeah. It actually went mad.
Oh, he should have done the Bevo. I'd like to invite Harley Reid to the stage.
He should have.
He should have.
God, it was off its head.
That was crazy.
I've never witnessed anything like it as an individual.
It's nuts. Give him the bloody medal. Yeah. He would have been the youngest.
We needed Ross presenting. Ross Glendening presenting and just changing it.
He would have just changed it. Yeah. Old school. Well, speaking of that, Sampy was the previous youngest at 19 and like 200 days.
He didn't get it.
And he was like 19 and 4 days.
And Mick Barlow was the least amount of games.
He's six games, which was Harley's sixth
now he's
game.
Safe.
But he's obviously 22 years old at the time.
I have a theory.
I got my juices flowing again then.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Right. It was actually like.
Get some more deodorant after
this. It's a blue light disco again. I'm back in there.
It's going for
pheromones.
He's going for second base this time. He's drawn around.
We're on to Adelaide. This seems like years ago, but that was a free kick, right, at the end?
Well, yeah, the AFL said it was. Yeah,
it was completely like he just lay on the footy. Even the funniest thing for me was watching that with Jonathan Brown change his mind in the post-match. So he was like, oh, you know, you never know. And he was like, oh, you can't pay the free kick. And then they showed the vision of Draper like reenacting it. Jonathan Brown's just like, change my mind.
What is with umpiring in Adelaide?
Oh, mate.
The three biggest controversies I can think of in the immediate history.
Which is Adelaide Oval.
Is the one last year
post.
Which cost them a final spot.
The descent.
There was the descent and stuff and touched. And then there was this.
Yeah.
Three blatant incorrect calls. That everyone's just supposed to be okay with in hindsight. The Crows have been effed twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Right in front of me.
Like their season is.
Yeah, they're playing that on Triple M on the weekend. And Bernie was like, hey, they're right in front of me. They were robbed.
This is last season cost some finals. And I don't know if it's cost them finals
anything,
this year, but their season is cooked.
Yeah.
And they needed that win.
Do we not think that maybe they.
Are they 1-5?
They should not have won that game.
Correct.
But they should have had a shot
correct.
To win.
Probably
it.
Not. But far out, like. They should have won it. They should have had a chance to win it.
Yeah, they shouldn't have won the game, but they should have had a kick to win it.
That's what happens in
that
footy. Like, they've been robbed of that opportunity. It's remarkable to me that Adelaide Oval is the place this keeps happening. Is it something in the air? Is there like some voodoo that needs to be done?
I was at Gather Around. Jeez, those Pepsi Somebody drinks are pretty wild. my text message just
Pepsi,
rang before the accountant questioned.
The Pepsi Center.
Yeah, the accountant sent a message to Redo questioning what this was on the company card. And Redo dead set has had to circle it, purchases Adelaide Oval, and then written, not sure, but the Long Island iced teas ended my night, was not the comment he wrote back.
That's very good.
Richmond Footy Club. I got not much more to add to Richmond. They had the bye, obviously. But Hopper in, Grimes in. Do we give them a chance? Melbourne was stumbling. Don't forget Melbourne was stumbling.
And they pulled it off a couple of times.
But do we think, and there have been good games in the past, I would have thought the pre-Anzac Day.
Nah, Melbourne's going to spend, I think.
Okay, and do we believe that Clary and those guys, like the bye came at the exact right time for Melbourne?
Yeah.
Do you expect them to relaunch?
And they're a far better team with Cozzy Pickett.
And what are they going to do to Richmond?
I think they'll beat Richmond.
Smack?
Pretty handily. Yeah.
Smack.
I would have thought.
Yeah, Richmond is just a write-off for me for kind of the rest of the year, right?
I think they are. How many games? How many games? Do they get to five wins?
What are they at now? One?
Yeah, it'd be about one.
One.
Five would be a lot for me. Maybe
79.
Maybe five.
Maybe five. So then you still don't get the number one draft pick.
Nah, it's going to be hard to finish below North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Have we done North Melbourne?
No, we haven't. So I'm done with Richmond. They've out for bye, so... bullet them, but...
Oh, the bonus bullet.
Yeah, well,
bonus
bullet.
We're fair with that.
We're in buy rounds,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, no, stuff the boys.
Yeah, bullet boys.
Okay, I'll go Hawthorn, who I wish I could bullet to.
Well, you beat North Melbourne. Oh, jeez. Tough them, mate. Fed them.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Very good.
Where's your team going on the weekend?
I don't have a team.
They lost to West Coast.
I don't have a team. I don't have a care in the world.
Nick, you had to say which team old Rhino was a follower of.
I would have predicted growing up it was West Coast, but then he's leaned over, he's changed. They've been a bit nicer to him along the journey.
I have no cares in the world.
He's in the camp.
You are, mate.
I'm hosting time, season mate. Launches for West Coast. Best and fairest for Fremantle. I love everybody.
Yeah. Everybody, mate. I don't care. Gives him a dollar. Yeah. He's loyalty.
I just
towards.
Want good stories. That's all I want.
It doesn't like the bad stories because he doesn't report them at Freo.
Well, I do report them. I just don't like
What actually happened in that game? Newcombe got 32.
Nah, Newcombe was pretty good. I watched a lot of it.
It was a little...
McKenzie was good.
My hope would be...
McDonald was good.
Darcy Moore.
So they're the names I've written down. Connor McDonald.
Started like a house on fire.
Cam McKenzie.
Started well, played pretty well.
Newcombe
back in form.
A bunch of the dudes who they needed to get a spark, which we talked about last week. Remember that no one's playing well?
No, Beach Freckle from the twos, all those boys.
Yeah, well, Josh Ward was the one who took the hit. Came back and played very well in the VFL based on what I read.
Yeah.
Connor McDonald, you mentioned him, 24 touches, 10 marks, and he probably had like 14 of those touches in the first quarter.
He was unbelievable.
He was everywhere.
Early.
But him, and we talked about him last week.
What about his rat's tail?
Yeah, I like it.
The big
like
blonde rat's tail.
Yeah,
the
like
long
it.
Blonde thing.
Does
yeah.
Someone turn the aircon on or something?
Yeah, some kind of, something weird is going on.
The first time
aircon,
in like 6 years we've ever had aircon in. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
finally.
Which I'm starting to get concerned by. Josh Ward had 27 and 2 goals too.
Yeah, very good. I know Sherry pantsed him. Sherry was very good for North Melbourne, but I thought Lloyd Meek had some moments.
Yeah, we like Meek.
Yeah, I like
Meek.
His
best on ground against Collingwood, I reckon it was, at Adelaide.
Oh, yeah,
Oval.
He was good
then.
Yeah. No, I've got some hope for Meeky.
Well, they still had some players injured that need to come back.
I got zero. That game taught me nothing. It was the worst two teams in footy. They were both awful. Did you watch it?
Is Ginnivan unlucky? Now you've got the brown and gold goggles on. Ginnivan gets his head ripped off every week now.
this was a conversation point a few weeks ago.
No, I know that, but they can't just keep saying sorry. Sorry we broke your neck. Yeah. Sorry.
Whoops.
He's the one that cops it.
Umpires didn't see it.
I mean, when I come home late on a Saturday, sorry doesn't work after a while. And it needs to stop.
Is it Ty Sellers' fantasy score was -2?
Ty Sellers. North Melbourne.
Yeah.
There you go.
What did I say?
Yeah, he said it.
Ty Sellers?
I was just repeating it.
-2. Two touch, off
is
two
that,
touches.
Is that what you're leading with?
No. I'm the, you know who's the one who
some
I
unique,
can't.
Some unique Irish.
We're in trouble here.
Yeah. O'Sheen's... over in Ireland. Where do you go to Italy? No, he's in Italy for a wedding.
Yeah.
Sister's wedding.
No, I didn't mind that.
So that's Geelong. Still have him to come back.
Oh, well.
Hang on.
In the Premiership race.
Hold down the four.
Is this about North Melbourne?
This is about North Melbourne now. Yeah, one I just cannot get a read on. And I wish
Sellers
he was better.
Played 70 minutes of footy, too. I was hoping it was 5 minutes.
Yeah,
who can't get a read on? Because
Luke Davies Junior.
Oh.
This guy should, like, we've seen some games where like he could be one of the best.
Is he the only player
on
that list that any opposition club cares about?
Yeah, but again, they're just letting him get his touches now, and it's like it's fine. Doesn't matter. He's not that.
I just want to get more into the North Melbourne.
Can they not win a game this year?
Yeah,
because I've got that winless bet still going
with North.
Well, everyone thought it was going to be West Coast.
Yeah, oh, it can be any team.
It's winless.
Is it any team?
It's any team.
Oh, one team goes winless.
Yes, I threw the baby out with the bathwater. And it's still sitting there, but it just says winless.
Any team? I didn't realise that.
Yeah, right. Well, they could go that. They seem worse in what you would think is a winnable game for them. They play worse. And then they play a team that looks all right, and they have a little bit of a dip, and then they go and they can win, and they don't turn up.
That was just it was a horrible game of footy to watch.
How many people you reckon were watching that one?
Me.
23?
Only either Hawthorn, North Melbourne, or Fantasy Sickos.
Yeah.
No one else.
But even not much relevancy at either.
No.
Yeah.
In terms
no,
of fantasy. So for mine, I think Hawthorn, Newcombe and those guys are back on track. That's probably it from there.
What are you, North Melbourne.
Simkin is either the head knocks that he's had, the three concussions, have done some damage to his eagerness to get into the congestion because he's playing half forward. But on the weekend, that's how he made his money, wasn't it? Getting in there. I know he's always light, but he was tough. He was hard. Now he's playing that half forward. He always seems to be on the fringe a little bit, aren't he? And then you put him in the midfield and it's like, well, he's running around for half a game without touching it. Now it's hard to go, oh, off you go.
Man, it's bad. It's really bad. Can't see it getting any better.
We're going to call time on this because we've got about 10 pages of questions to get through for the mailbag, so make sure to tune in for that one too. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show. See you next time.